You're listening to Radio Sri Chinmoy and to Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world. I'm Butsamudra Knox, your host, as usual, and this is episode 43. Of course, if you're wanting to catch up on some old episodes, all you need to do is go to radiosrichinmoy.org and there click on the link to Inspiration Sounds and you'll find all our previous episodes. You can also subscribe to Inspiration Sounds on iTunes and other podcast sites. So check that out. This week, I have two stories for you. The first is entitled The Thief's New Profession, in which a husband finds it very hard to give up some old habits. And our second story for you this week is Arjuna Visits Five Sacred Places. Now, this is from a book, Great Indian Meals, from the 1970s, which was when Sri Chinmoy wrote these series of books. And this story is about one of the famous Pandava brothers, Arjuna, who decides to go on a pilgrimage. And there he encounters many wondrous things. So, without any further ado, people, settle down. This is Inspiration Sounds. The Thief's New Profession, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. There was once a thief who used to commit theft every night. His wife was an honest woman. She would beg her husband not to commit theft, but her husband wouldn't listen, so she was miserable. Like this, it went on for years. At times the thief used to be caught. Surprisingly enough, his wife would outwardly show no sadness. She used to say that he deserved to be caught, that he deserved to be punished. But inwardly, she always felt sad and miserable. After all, he was her husband. But he would never, never listen to her when she asked him not to steal. He would tell her, "If you really do not want me to steal, then why do you keep taking all my money?" And she would reply, "What am I going to do? I take very little money from you, next to nothing. And it is only for my necessities, but I don't want you to do this kind of work. You could easily find some other profession. I am a village woman, otherwise I myself would have found work. But now I have made a decision. If you continue stealing, I will go out and work. If I go out and work, then you will be embarrassed. You will be ashamed that your wife has gone out to work." Traditionally in India, women didn't usually work. It is beneath the dignity of the husbands to send their wives out to work. So when his wife threatened him in this way, the husband told her that he would stop stealing. The wife believed him because he started staying home at night. Previously, he used to steal only at night, and now he was staying home at night. He told his wife that during the day he took jobs here and there and was making money. But he was actually stealing during the day and hiding all the stolen goods in a room that he had rented. The thief amassed lots of things in his rented room. But the wife thought that he had turned over a new leaf and become a good and honest man. Well, one day, he came to his rented room with something he had just stolen and got the shock of his life. All the things that he had stolen over the months had been taken by some other thieves. He came home and cried and cried and cried. His wife asked him, Why are you crying? Why are you crying? There, there, look. Has your boss fired you, or has anything gone wrong today?" The husband wouldn't tell her. "Am I not your wife? Can you not tell me what is wrong with you?" Finally, he told her the story. He admitted that he hadn't stopped stealing. He had only lied to her. He had stolen thousands of rupees worth of things, and now they were all stolen by some other thieves. He was so sad and miserable.
"Now look," said his wife. "You are crying for things that were not even your own hard-earned possessions. You went somewhere, and in a few minutes' time you stole things. And now you are miserable that they have been stolen from you. But look how hard the actual owners had to work to buy these things. It took them weeks and months of hard work to earn enough money to buy these expensive things. They saved money from their salaries for months and months. So if you feel sad now, think how the previous owners felt."
Arjuna visits five sacred places, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. This story is about Arjuna, who was the third of the Pandava brothers. He wanted to go on a pilgrimage. Everybody knows that if you embark on a pilgrimage, and if you pray and meditate at certain sacred places, then you get special blessings from the cosmic gods and goddesses. In Arjuna's case, he wanted to acquire the power to destroy his enemies. Arjuna set out alone. There were five very important places of pilgrimage on the shores of the southern sea that he wished to visit. He went to each of these famous places, but was extremely disappointed in each place, for he could not find even one person praying and meditating. "Something is wrong. Either I have come to the wrong place by mistake, or something has gone wrong with these holy places," said Arjuna. After visiting the fifth and last site, Arjuna started on his homeward journey. His mind was filled with sadness. He had not gone very far when he saw a sage meditating. Arjuna approached the sage and said, "O sage, I have just visited the five sacred places of pilgrimage. How was it that nobody was praying and meditating along the banks of the rivers there?"
"There is a special reason."
Please enlighten me as to the cause of this mystery," requested Arjuna.
"Here is the reason. If you go there, you are supposed to bathe in the river before you begin your worship. But as soon as people enter into the waters, a terrible creature comes and devours them. It lives inside the water. Once you go into the water, you can never come out again. This happens at each sacred place. That is why nobody goes there to pray and meditate anymore. They are afraid. They know that they must first take a bath in the waters, and they do not want to be killed by those water creatures."
"Is that the reason? Well, then I will go back and see for myself. I am not afraid." Arjuna went to the nearest site and entered into the water. Immediately, an enormous crocodile caught him in its jaw and began pulling him down. The crocodile wanted to devour Arjuna, but Arjuna had tremendous strength and he began wrestling with the crocodile. A great struggle took place under the water, and finally Arjuna defeated the crocodile. He came out of the water dragging the crocodile behind him. As soon as the crocodile emerged from the river, it changed into a most beautiful apsara, or divine nymph. Arjuna was astonished. "How is it possible? You fought with me so fiercely in the form of a crocodile, and now you have become so beautiful." The nymph bowed to Arjuna.
"You have saved me. You have saved me. Now I am begging you to release the four other crocodiles. They are my friends."
"How did this fate befall you?" The nymph replied to Arjuna,
Once a great sage was meditating at one of the sacred sites. He was meditating so intensely that the cosmic gods became worried. They asked us to disturb his meditation, for otherwise he would surpass them in spiritual and occult power. We obeyed those great cosmic gods and came before the sage. But when we tried to disturb his meditation, he got furious and cursed us to take crocodile incarnations. He said that we would be forced to live here in the rivers of these five sacred places, killing and devouring pilgrims who entered into the water. We would have to remain here until somebody who was very religious and, at the same time, extremely powerful came to visit the sacred places. The sage told us that we would not be able to devour this man, that he would fight with us and defeat us. Then, when he brought us out of the water, we would once again become apsaras. Oh, we have waited so long for your coming. Today you have saved me, and I am so grateful to you. Please, please save my friends also. Arjuna knew that he had to release the four other nymphs from their sad fate. He went to each place, entered into the water, and fought with the huge crocodiles that attacked him. One by one, he defeated them all and brought them out of the water. In this way, he was able to release them from the curse of the sage and give them back their beautiful forms. Well, that about does us for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to episode 43. I've enjoyed recording it. I'm Butsamudra, and this was Inspiration Sounds. Join us next week. Bye-bye.